The entire creation could be compared to a dreidel, the dreidel that's used to spin a Chanukah. This dreidel, everything spins, there are letters on this dreidel. The letters are Nun, Gimel, He, Shin. This refers to Chanukah. The simple interpretation of these letters are Nes, Gadol, Hayoshom. A great miracle occurred there at that time, the time of the miracle of Chanukah. That's the simple one for children. However, since the fact is that all of creation is like a dreidel, meaning these four letters refer to the creation itself. By creation, there are three kinds of creation. One, the Nun, stands for Nivdolim. Nivdolim means that which is separated from Gashmius. It's all spiritual. The angels, first part of creation, you have only a spirit, nothing physical at all. Then you have the Galgalim. The Gimel is the Galgalim, which means in the universe itself, the upper part of the universe, the stars, parts of the heaven, our heaven, the physical heaven, which is not spiritual anymore, but it's still much more delicate than what we call material, simple material, earthly. True that, as the Gemara says, that everything is made of offer, even Galgal Chama. The sun itself is a mass of material, yet it's in a more delicate sense. It's not material mass like the earth is. The Galgalim, which of course refers to something higher than the sun, the moon, or the planets, refers to the signs of the zodiac. The Mazolos, the Galgalim, these are astrological figures which represent the stars in their orbit around the earth, and these are not spiritual, yet they are not fully material. In between. Finally, we have the Shafal. The Shin is the Shafal, which means the very lowly material world that we are in, and this is filled with Gashmius, material. Though these are all three different levels of creation, in origin, the origin is one. The origin of these three is one, because they all come from one origin of creation, and like a dreidel, they spin. Spinning means that sometimes you see an angel, you see a human. You see an upper part of creation, a lower part of creation. These keep changing. We can't see it now because it takes a long time. But there is this, we hate to use this possible word, evolution, as we shown, but the movement, the motion, or revolution, let's say, the spinning revolution, where sometimes that which is above goes below. Below goes above. For example, we find that an angel can become a person. We find in the first chapter of the Torah that angels came down to earth and materialized into human beings and remained on earth. We find there Zelyanim Lamata, above came below. We find too that there are cases of those going above. The Zohar Kodesh says that certain people were taken up from earth and became angels. Chanech, for example. Chanech disappeared, it says, went to heaven, became an angel. He was, of course, the Malach Mentes. Or even, Rav Shimon Choizal told his son that when you leave the world, when you're nostalgic, you're going to have a new name in heaven, the name of an angel. You become an angel. So we find that it is possible for persons to become angels. Of course, the Zohar Kodesh stresses, the Rizal says that who is greater, an angel or a tzaddik? A tzaddik is greater. So how can you say that a tzaddik is nostalgic, becomes an angel? The answer is that an angel is greater than a person while the person is alive. But when that person is a tzaddik and he's nostalgic and becomes an angel, he is a higher angel than those who were angels previously. Very important item to remember in case when you meet angels later on, you know who you're meeting. Now, Abedal says that we find too that speaking about a head, a foot, top, bottom, it's not always top and bottom. Because sometimes you can have where the bottom could be higher than the top. For example, if you go into the basic rules of Kabbalah, we have four different levels of creation, four different worlds. First world, this lowest world is called Elam HaAsiyah, material world. Above you have Elam HaYetzirah, the world of the angels, Elam HaBriyah, and so forth. Elam HaTzilah is the highest world. Now, this world, the head of this world, which means the highest sphere, of this lowest world, the highest, that's the head, the crown of this world, the keser, is lower than the malchus of the next world. Malchus is the foot, the bottom of the next world. A case where a head is lower than a foot, and so on. This is just a small few explanations. Vizal says we find this more clearly understood when we turn to the Beis HaMikdash. The Holy Temple, we find the dreidel there much more clearly elaborated on.